Well, Neil, a big thank you for joining us on a Friday evening. First obvious question, it's raining outside. Don't even need to ask you that. The match is going to be okay, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%, Ben. You know, I've spoken to the ground staff. Pitch is in great condition. There's no rain due tomorrow or Sunday. But it's, you know, it's going to be great. You know, they've done a lot of work to it since last Saturday because, you know, it cut up a little bit last Saturday after the game. But no, you know, as always, the ground staff, Graham and Jimmy, have worked superbly well, and we're looking forward to 3 o'clock tomorrow.
And obviously, Grantham, the visitors tomorrow, and I go back to the start of the season. I mean, it goes to show you just how far we've come as a team. The performance we put in against Grantham at their place, I mean, what lessons have we learnt from that heading into this game tomorrow?
You know, we have come a long way, Ben. I mean, that was our last away defeat, you know, in all competitions. So that was the first game of the season. We didn't close the game off like we would have liked to close the game off. You know, we conceded a couple of sloppy goals towards the end, but that was part of our learning journey. You know, and that, you know, and then that followed up with a really good performance against Hyde, but we couldn't win, and then a poor performance against Scarborough. But I think since then, three games, you know, looking back at it, it seems like an eternity ago, this squad have developed really well, and, you know, have learned a lot from them lessons. So, you know, we won't forget that Grantham have already beaten us this season, and, you know, we're definitely looking to put right what was wrong on the first game, but we're going into it full of confidence tomorrow.
And obviously that confidence comes from a series of great performances and great results. The last one obviously was against Kettering. And one thing that we might have missed actually is the fact that in that Kettering match, we were missing Luke Griffiths. And I suppose a lot of people want to know, is he going to be available for selection tomorrow?
Yeah, Kettering was great. You know, it was another big home performance for us. But, you know, we were rocked with the news that Griff was going to miss the game due to illness. But, you know, Donners came in there and did great. You know, he played in an unfamiliar role, did great. But we're delighted to have Luke back fully fit for tomorrow. He's trained all week. He looks really sharp. And, yeah, it'd be a big plus to have Luke back in tomorrow.
I was going to add about your selection masterstroke last week that obviously Donoghue came off because he'd already picked up a booking and his challenges were a bit late. I think that's why you'd brought him off anyway. But if he stayed on, he would have been man of the match, I would easily suggest.
Listen, I can say, Ben, I mean, everybody rolled their eyes last week. You know, I had disagreements with my staff. You know, and no one thought that Donners could do that role because we haven't seen him do it before. But I know Mike. Mike's at his best when he's on the ball. And sometimes when he plays on the wing, he's starved of the ball and kind of flits in and out of the game. Last week, he was central to everything that we did. He drove from deep. He won his challenges. He looks after the ball. And listen, he was brilliant. But, you know, he got his opportunity there because Luke missed through illness. And that was no fault of Luke's own. But what it does show is that Mike Donoghue can play equally as well in that role as what he can do higher up the park. So it gives us options. But you know, I had faith in Mike last week and he came in and did a great job. We'll just have to wait till tomorrow to see what the team selection is.
And speaking of options, Finlay Smith, obviously he's not been, he wasn't registered in time for the FA Trophy, but that's changed for tomorrow.
Yeah, Finn was gutted last week. We were gutted that the paperwork didn't go through in time. But, you know, he's trained Tuesday, he's trained Thursday. The paperwork's gone through, he's registered. And listen, he's a really exciting talent. You know, I've no doubt that the FC fans are going to really take to him. And, you know, I don't mean to put him under any pressure. He's only, you know, he's only a little lad, you know, 5'2", 5'3", but by word, he's got quick feet and he's got a delivery. He's got goals in his locker. And, you know, he's going to learn how we play. But I'm sure over the course of the season, he's going to become a real fan's favourite.
And to add to the flavour of headaches for yourself when it comes to selection and that kind of thing, you've made a loan signing, and it's a bit of an important one, really, because it's all about cover in an area where we might be a bit short.
Yeah, Ben, I mean, I've been looking to, you know, strengthen the centre-half area this season. Since Tom Dean left, Mark Elfold left, Aaron Morris has now secured that right-back slot on his own and has really got to focus on playing right-back. So, you know, the way that Doyle and Jones play, they're always going to pick up niggles. Both of them didn't train on Tuesday. You know, one with a kind of a sore knee and one with a dead leg. And, you know, they put the hearts on the lines and the bodies on the lines every single week. But, you know, coming into Christmas, it was important that, you know, looking at the two of them, that I got some defensive cover. I spoke to the first team manager at Bradford City, a good friend of mine, Gary Boyer, this week. And, you know, he was just asking how things were going and where we were looking to improve, if anywhere. And I said, listen, I can't guarantee minutes, but centre-half of the shirt. They've got a kid called George Shakora. He's made his first team debut this season. Big, athletic, 6'1", 6'2", size of a lad. He's, you know, he came through training last night. He looked the real, he looks the real deal. And, you know, I've said to Bradford that we'd like to take him in for a month. I think he's with us until January the 12th. He can't play in the trophy game on the 11th because I think he's been cup tied already. I'm not sure if he was on loan somewhere. But listen, he's going to be a fantastic addition to us and gives us that much-needed centre-half cover. So he'll come into the squad tomorrow.
And finally, for squad news, speaking of low knees, and it's a question I used to ask you a lot, but I've stopped asking you for some reason. Paddy Wharton,
he's back fit,
but he's going out on loan to get some match sharpness up.
Yeah, so listen, Pad's done a lot of running the last few weeks and, you know, been testing his knee and his knee's come through, you know, a lot of tests. And Paddy wants to go out and get games now. He certainly doesn't want to play for FC United until he's had, you know, 4 to 6 games, and that's his own request. We've got a good relationship with the new Atherton manager, Brad Cook. So, you know, they've got some important games coming over the next few weeks. So we've said, you know, it's a gentleman's agreement that Paddy goes on there, goes out there for 4 to 6 games. I need to stress to everybody, this has been an agreement and it is in writing, that if Atherton aren't to manage to get past Barrow in the FA Trophy, he won't be eligible to play for Atherton against FC United. But we'll obviously, you know, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. So Paddy goes out to get some games and hopefully he returns to us in the new year fully match fit and ready to, you know, go toe-to-toe with Cam for a number one jersey.
But back to more immediate matters, Grantham Town tomorrow. It's also a busy day off the pitch as well. There's the youth Christmas party, the Christmas party more generally. So it's going to be a good opportunity tomorrow for the squad to further rub shoulders with the co-owners.
And listen, if the lads didn't know what FC United was about by now, they certainly will do tomorrow. You know, it's a really important dinner time occasion. We've got the kids' Christmas party. All the players and staff will be present at that at 12:30 to hand out some Christmas presents and, you know, meet the younger fans. So that'll be great. We then report back to Broadhurst Park for a crucial league encounter against Grantham and, you know, knowing that we've got to win to stay in the playoffs over Christmas. And then at night, you know, I think it's a return of the Christmas party. I believe there's over 150 to 200 tickets sold from the fans and the Christmas party is going to take place in the club tomorrow. And, you know, I think the women's team are going to be there. All the first team are going to be there, the supporters and staff, etc. So it's going to be a really, really good occasion tomorrow. And it'll be even better if we can get the win because, you know, a win does to us. You know, it puts you really into a good mood, into the festive spirit.